Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're tackling something that could revolutionize how you work. It's Collabr Online. This open source software suite is generating quite a buzz, and you want to know all about it. But first, a quick shout out to our friends at SaveServer. They're experts in digital transformation and can even help you host Collabr Online. You can find them at www.saveserver.safehaiti. Okay, now let's get back to our main topic. You've provided us with some fascinating material from Collabr Online's GitHub repository and their main website, so it seems you're interested in diving into the world of open source office suites, and Collabr Online is a great place to start. So what exactly is Collabr Online and what makes it so special?
Oh, it's fascinating, isn't it? Imagine having all the tools of a traditional office suite, like word processing, spreadsheets, and presentations, but accessible online from anywhere and completely open source. That's a Collabr Online in a nutshell. It's built on LibreOffice technology, which is already well-regarded, but Collabr takes it a step further by bringing it to the cloud.
Okay, so it's like Google Docs, but open source.
Ah.
Now I understand the cloud part, but what does open source actually mean for someone using Collabr Online?
That's a great question. Open source means that the code behind the software is freely available for anyone to see, modify, and distribute. Think of it like a recipe that's not a secret. This has some incredible implications for you. First, it means no more vendor lock-in. You're not tied to a specific company. Second, it often means enhanced security, as the code is constantly being scrutinized by a global community of developers. And third, you have more control over your data because you can choose where it's stored, maybe even on your own server if you're technically inclined.
That's amazing. You're not just using the software. You're part of a community that's building and improving it. Now, you mentioned Collabr Online is built on LibreOffice technology. What advantages does that bring?
It's a huge advantage. LibreOffice has been around for years and is known for its reliability and compatibility with various file formats. So with Collabr Online, you're getting a mature, well-tested foundation. But with the added flexibility of working online, this means you can seamlessly open and edit documents created in other office suites, like Microsoft Word or Excel, without any formatting headaches.
So it's like getting a brand new car with a powerful, reliable engine under the hood. Now, the GitHub repo mentions that Collabr Online can handle all sorts of document types, not just the usual suspects. Tell me more about that.
Absolutely. Collabr Online can handle text documents, spreadsheets, presentations, you know the classic trio. But it goes beyond that. It can also work with vector graphics, which is amazing for creating logos or diagrams. This versatility makes it a one-stop solution for all your office needs.
That's incredible. It seems like they've thought of everything. Speaking of thinking of everything, I see that Collabr Online even has dedicated apps for iOS and Android. So you're not limited to working on your computer. You can take your work with you on your phone or tablet. Seamless workflow, here we come.
Exactly. And that's crucial in today's world where we're constantly on the go. But what's really interesting is that Collabr Online goes beyond just being a user-friendly office suite. They offer different editions to cater to a wide range of users. For example, there's the Collabr Online Development Edition, or CODE, for those who want to tinker with the software and explore its inner workings. And for large organizations, there's the Collabr Online Controller, designed for seamless integration and management at an enterprise level.
It sounds like they've got something for everyone, from individual users to large corporations. I'm curious about the technical side of things. The GitHub repository mentioned something about Collabr's architecture. They talk about a web services daemon, a client and shared code. Can you break that down for someone who's not a tech whiz?
Of course. Imagine a well-organized kitchen. You have the chef who coordinates everything, the diner who places their order, and the recipe book ensuring everyone is working from the same instructions. In Collabr Online, the web services daemon is like the chef, managing all the background processes. The client is you accessing the software through your browser. And the shared code is like the recipe book containing the instructions that make everything work together seamlessly.
That's a great analogy. It makes a lot more sense now. This modular approach sounds impressive. But what does it actually mean for someone using Collabr Online?
Well, this type of architecture is beneficial for a few reasons. First, it makes the software more stable because each component can be updated or fixed without affecting the others. Second, it makes Collabr Online very secure. If there's a vulnerability in one part of the code, it doesn't compromise the entire system. And finally, it allows for faster development because different teams can work on different components simultaneously, meaning you get new features and improvements more quickly.
That's fantastic. So it's stable, secure, and constantly evolving. Sounds like a winning combination to me. But open source can sometimes have a reputation for being, well, a bit geeky. Is Collabr Online only for tech-savvy users?
Not at all. In fact, one of Collabora Online's strengths is its user-friendly interface. It's designed to be intuitive and easy to use, even for someone who's never touched an open-source program before. You don't need to be a programmer or a Linux guru to get the most out of it.
That's reassuring. So we've got a powerful Office suite that's secure, versatile, and user-friendly. Mm-hmm. But how does it compare to the big players in the market, like Google Docs or Microsoft Office? Are there any downsides to using Collabora Online?
That's a great question, and it's where the whole philosophy behind open source comes into play. While those big names offer fantastic services, they come with certain limitations. You're essentially renting their software and trusting them with your data. With Collabora Online, you're taking ownership. Now, that doesn't mean it's perfect for every situation. The level of support you get might differ from what you're used to with those big companies. However, the community surrounding Collabora Online is incredibly active and helpful.
So it's a trade-off. Potentially less hand-holding, but a lot more freedom and control. Now, the website mentioned something called MPLv2 licensing. Can you explain what that means in plain English?
Think of MPLv2 or Mozilla Public License version 2.0 as a share-alike agreement. You're free to use, modify, and even distribute Collabora online. But if you make changes to the code, you must share those modifications back with the community. This keeps the project open and accessible for everyone, which is the heart of the open source movement.
That makes a lot of sense. It's like a potluck dinner where everyone brings a dish to share.
Hmm.
Okay, so we've talked about the technical side, the licensing, and the community aspect. But how is Collabora Online actually being used in the real world?
That's where it gets really interesting. If you look at the testimonials on the Collabora Online website, you'll see a diverse range of organizations using it. Universities, businesses, even government agencies. For example, Nextcloud, a popular file sharing platform, has integrated Collabora Online for seamless document collaboration. Univention, a company specializing in open source enterprise solutions, uses it as part of their offerings. And OpenExchange, an email and collaboration platform, has also embraced Collabora Online.
Wow, that's quite an impressive list. It's clearly not just a niche product for tech enthusiasts. But what about those of us who aren't running big organizations? Is Collabora Online suitable for individual users or small teams?
Absolutely. Remember that Collabora Online Development Edition, or CODE, we mentioned earlier? It's perfect for home users or small teams who want to explore the possibilities of open source Office software without any commitment. You can set it up on your own server or even just run it locally on your computer.
So there's a way to test the waters before diving in headfirst. That's fantastic. But what about security? We're talking about sensitive documents here. Is it really safe to trust an open source solution with important data?
That's a valid concern, but open source software often has a security advantage. Think of it like this. If the recipe for your favorite dish was public, wouldn't more people be able to spot any potentially harmful ingredients? The same logic applies to code. With Collabora Online, the code is open for anyone to inspect, which means security vulnerabilities are often identified and fixed much faster than in closed source software where the code is hidden. Plus, you have the option to host your own data, giving you even more control over its security.
That's a great point. It's like having a crowdsourced security team constantly on the lookout for any potential issues. Okay, so we've talked about the pros, but are there any downsides to using Collabora Online? For example, does the community support measure up to what you'd get from a paid provider?
That's a fair question. While the community is incredibly helpful and responsive, you might not get the same level of dedicated one-on-one support you'd find with a paid service. However, the vast amount of information available online, from forum discussions to detailed documentation, often makes up for it. It's a different approach, but one that many people find empowering.
It sounds like it's all about finding the right balance for your specific needs and priorities. Now, looking beyond the features and technical aspects, I'm curious about the bigger picture. How do you see Collabora Online fitting into the future of work?
That's a thought-provoking question. The traditional model of work tied to specific devices and software is rapidly evolving. People are working remotely, collaborating across borders, and demanding more flexibility. Collabora Online, with its accessibility, open nature, and focus on collaboration, seems perfectly poised to meet these changing needs. It allows for a more decentralized and democratic approach to work, empowering individuals and organizations to take control of their tools and data.
That's a really inspiring vision. It's exciting to see how open source technology like Collabora Online can potentially reshape the way we work and collaborate in the future. Speaking of the future, another thing that caught my eye on the Collabora Online website is their focus on mobile accessibility. They have dedicated apps for both iOS and Android. How does this contribute to that vision of a more flexible and collaborative work environment?
That's a key element. The ability to seamlessly work on documents from anywhere, whether you're at your desk on the train or even relaxing on the beach, is essential in today's world. These mobile apps don't just offer basic viewing capabilities, they allow for full editing and collaboration features. You can literally be working on a presentation with your team while sipping a latte at your favorite cafe.
That's amazing. It's really blurring the lines between work and life in a good way. You're no longer tied to a specific location or device. But what about offline access? That's a concern for many people who rely on cloud-based services. Does Collabora Online offer any solutions for working offline?
That's a common concern, and while Collabora Online is primarily designed for online collaboration, there are ways to work offline. For example, you can sync your documents to your mobile device while you have internet access and continue working on them even when you're offline. Then when you're back online, your changes will be synced automatically. There are also some third-party solutions that can enhance offline capabilities, providing a more seamless experience for those who need it.
That's great to know. It seems like they've thought of everything. But let's talk about the elephant in the room: cost. We all know that open source software is often associated with being free. But is that really the case with Collabora Online? Are there any hidden costs or subscription fees?
That's a crucial question, and it's where the distinction between the software itself and the services around it comes into play. Collabora Online, the software, is indeed free to use. You can download it, install it on your own server, and use it without paying a dime. However, if you're not comfortable with the technical aspects of setting it up yourself, there are companies like our sponsor SafeServer that offer hosting and support services for a fee. This is similar to how you might pay for web hosting, even though the software running your website is often open source.
That makes perfect sense. It's all about choosing the option that best fits your technical skills and budget. Now, we've covered a lot of ground here, from the technical intricacies of Collabora Online to its potential impact on the future of work. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on something that's often overlooked in discussions about technology: the human element. How do you think Collabora Online changes the way people experience work itself?
That's a fantastic question, and it's something I'm truly passionate about. Technology should be about empowering people, not limiting them. And I believe Collabora Online does just that. By making collaboration seamless and accessible, it removes barriers and allows people to focus on what truly matters: their ideas, their creativity, and their shared goals.
It's about fostering a more human-centered approach to work, where technology fades into the background and empowers people to connect and create together. That's a powerful thought. But before we get too philosophical, I want to bring us back to the practicalities. You've given us a great overview of Collabora Online, but for someone who's hearing about it for the first time, what are the key takeaways? What are the three things they should remember about this fascinating software?
Absolutely. If you're new to Collabora Online, here are three key things to remember. First, it's a truly open source alternative to traditional office suites, offering you the freedom and flexibility that comes with that. You control your data, you're not tied to any specific vendor, and you're part of a vibrant community. Second, it's incredibly versatile. Whether you're an individual user, part of a small team, or working in a large organization, Collabora Online has an addition that fits your needs. And with dedicated mobile apps, you can work from anywhere on any device. Third, it's built on a solid foundation. By leveraging the mature and reliable technology of LibreOffice Collabora, Online offers stability, compatibility, and a feature set that rivals the big players in the market.
Those are great points. It's powerful, it's flexible, and it's built to last. Now, before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to circle back to something we touched upon earlier: the community. You've mentioned that Collabora Online has a vibrant and active community. Can you tell us more about that? What kind of resources are available for someone who wants to learn more, get involved, or even contribute to the project?
Well, the Collabora Online community is one of its greatest strengths. It's a global network of users, developers, and enthusiasts who are passionate about open source software. There are forums where you can ask questions and get help from experienced users. There are mailing lists where you can stay up to date on the latest developments. And there's even a dedicated channel on the Matrix communication platform where you can chat with other community members in real time.
So it's not just about downloading the software. It's about joining a movement. Mm-hmm. It's about being part of something bigger. That's really inspiring. And for those who are technically inclined, there are opportunities to contribute to the development of Collabora Online itself, right?
Absolutely. The beauty of open source software is that anyone can contribute. You can report bugs, suggest new features, or even write code to improve the software. The Collabora Online team is incredibly welcoming to contributions from the community, and they have a well-documented process for getting involved. It's a fantastic way to learn, share your skills, and make a real impact on a project that's used by people all over the world.
That's what I love about open source. It's not just about consuming software, it's about being a creator. It's about democratizing technology and empowering everyone to be a part of the process.
Well, this deep dive has been incredibly enlightening. I feel like we've gone beyond just exploring the features of Collabra Online. We've delved into its philosophy, its community, and its potential to shape the future of work.
I agree. It's been a fascinating journey, and I hope this deep dive has inspired you to explore the world of open source software and see how it can empower you to work and collaborate in new and exciting ways.
A huge thank you to SafeServer for supporting this episode. Remember to check them out at www.safeserver.da for all your digital transformation needs, including hosting solutions for Collabra Online. And to you, our listener, thank you for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you've learned something new and are feeling inspired to take control of your digital world. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.